Let's read together 2 Samuel chapter 13. In this sad chapter, we have the rape of Tamar by her half-brother Amnon, and then the murder of Amnon by Absalom. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 22. After this, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Amnon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin, and it was improper for Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. Now Jonadab was a very crafty man, and he said to him, "Why are you, the king's son, becoming thinner day after day? Will you not tell me?" Amnon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother, Absalom's sister." So Jonadab said to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me food, and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat it from her hand.'" Then Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, "Please let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes for me in my sight, that I may eat from her hand." And David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Now go to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. Then she took flour and kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. And she took the pan and placed them out before him, but he refused to eat. Then Amnon said, "Have everyone go out from me." And they all went out from him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom, that I may eat from your hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them to Amnon, her brother, in the bedroom. Now when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come lie with me, my sister." But she answered him, "No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing. And I, where could I take my shame? And as for you, you would be like one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." However, he would not heed her voice, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Arise, be gone." So she said to him, "No, indeed, this evil of sending me away is worse than the other that you did to me." But he would not listen to her. Then he called his servant, who attended him, and said, "Here, put this woman out, away from me, and bolt the door behind her." Now she had on a robe of many colors, for the king's virgin daughters wore such apparel. And his servant put her out and bolted the door behind her. Then Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her robe of many colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went away crying bitterly. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, "Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? But now hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this thing to heart." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke to his brother Amnon neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, we saw the fourfold judgment that was pronounced upon David for his sins of adultery and murder. Although David was graciously forgiven for his sins, there would be sad consequences resulting from those sins. One of those consequences would be that David would reap what he had sown in his own household. Here in chapter 13, we see the fulfillment of this pronouncement of judgment. David's firstborn son, Amnon, raped his half-sister Tamar. And then David's son Absalom, Tamar's brother, killed Amnon. Not only was this all part of the bad fallout from David's sin, but David himself seems to be both desensitized to sin and reluctant to discipline sin. David was angry, but he didn't do anything about it. David does not even rebuke Amnon, let alone discipline him. Why not? Well, part of the reason may have been that Amnon was David's firstborn son and in line for the throne. But certainly another part of the reason was that David had committed sexual sin and was therefore reluctant to judge sexual sin in his son's life. But David should have disciplined Amnon. You know, this is certainly a good lesson for parents today. They must discipline sin in their children's lives, even though they may have been guilty of those same sins. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for 2 Samuel chapter 13. Doctrinal point number one, unchecked lust leads to fornication. Unchecked lust leads to fornication. In verse 4, Amnon said that he was in love with Tamar. That was a lie. He may have thought it was love, but it was lust. Lust in this context is intense sexual desire. If Amnon truly loved his half-sister Tamar, he would not have raped her. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, "But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew 5, 28. In other words, from the look to the act is a process. And if something isn't done to check and stop the lustful thoughts, the process will proceed to the act. Unchecked lust leads to fornication. Amnon should have checked his lustful thoughts long before consulting with this scoundrel of a cousin named Jonadab. This evil man counseled Amnon on how to commit sexual sin. By the way, there are always all kinds of Jonadabs around to help people carry out their lustful thoughts. You must check your lust early, as soon as it arises. When Tamar tried to reason with Amnon in verses 12 and 13, it was too late. As a last resort, Tamar said at the end of verse 13 that she would marry Amnon. "Now therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." Verse 14, "However, Amnon would not heed her voice, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her." Now Amnon's lust turned to hate, and he had Tamar thrown out of his house. Under the law, according to Deuteronomy chapter 22, Amnon was now obligated to marry Tamar. That may be what Tamar was referring to in verse 16 when she said, "This evil of sending me away is worse than the other that you did to me." Now Tamar had to live with a stigma of not being a virgin and probably being unmarried for the rest of her days. How sad. Unchecked lust hurts people. There's nothing good that comes out of lust. Remember, lust can never wait to get, while love can always wait to give. Lust must be checked and stopped in the early stages because unchecked lust leads to fornication. Doctrinal point number two, unchecked hate leads to murder. Unchecked hate leads to murder. Verses 23 through 39. "And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. So Absalom invited all the king's sons. Then Absalom came to the king and said, 'Kindly note, your servant has sheep shearers. Please let the king and his servants go with your servant.' But the king said to Absalom, 'No, my son, let us not all go now, lest we be a burden to you.' Then he urged him, but he would not go, and he blessed him. Then Absalom said, 'If not, please let my brother Amnon go with us.' And the king said to him, 'Why should he go with you?' But Absalom urged him, so he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, 'Watch now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, strike Amnon, then kill him. Do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and valiant.' So the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and each one got on his mule and fled. And it came to pass while they were on the way that news came to David saying, 'Absalom has killed all the king's sons, and not one of them is left.' So the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the ground, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. Then Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, "Let not my lord suppose that they have killed all the young men, the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. For by the command of Absalom, this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now therefore, let not my lord the king take this thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for only Amnon is dead." Then Absalom fled, and the young man who was keeping watch lifted his eyes and looked, and there many people were coming from the road on the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said to the king, "Look, the king's sons are coming. As your servant said, so it is." So it was, as soon as he had finished speaking, that the king's sons indeed came, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Also the king and all his servants wept very bitterly. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there 3 years. And King David longed to go to Absalom, for he had been comforted concerning Amnon because he was dead. Once again, we see that David did nothing to judge or even rebuke Absalom. It's hard to judge your son's sin of murder when you are guilty of that same sin. Now, we can understand why David's heart went out to Absalom, his son, but there should have been discipline and judgment. There will be further bad fallout, as we'll see in the chapters ahead. Absalom's hate of Amnon is understandable, but it should have been checked early on, because unchecked hate leads to murder. We see in verse 23 that for 2 full years, Absalom's hate smoldered until he got his chance to murder Amnon at a sheep shearing celebration. Again, maybe David should have suspected that Absalom was up to no good when Absalom specifically requested that Amnon go to the celebration in verse 26. In any case, Absalom's hate was never dealt with, and it resulted in murder. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 15 says, "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer." 1 John 3:15. That is, from hate to murder is a process, and unchecked hate leads to murder. Let me ask you, do you hate someone right now? That sin needs to be checked and stopped before the process goes further. You know, it's possible to murder people in ways other than physical murder, ruining a person's reputation out of jealousy and hate, for example. Unchecked hate leads to murder. Now, what about practical application from 2 Samuel chapter 13? Did you ever feel like Tamar? Did you ever feel like Tamar? Poor Tamar. What had she done to deserve this rape? Nothing. Lifelong bitter consequences for just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Why would God allow this? Well, we don't know all the answers in Tamar's case, and we don't know all the answers in our own cases. But if you ever feel like Tamar and can't understand why God has allowed you to be stepped on in some way, you need to turn to the Lord and trust Him in His sovereignty. He knows what He is allowing, even though we may never know in this lifetime. God is your only source of comfort when you feel like Tamar. Did you ever feel like Tamar?